This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you are free to call them in and talk live here on the airwaves. We've got some issues going on tonight. We're still putting things together. If you listened to last night's show on the radio, you heard a bunch of buzz, so we're doing a lot better than that. Ari is right now bug squashing when it comes to audio on the air, specifically phone calls, and we'll see how things go here in just a minute with Richard. But it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
And, yeah, let's go to the phones and see what Richard has to say here on Free Talk Live. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you so much. Mark, it's really good to hear your voice. When all that went down, I was kind of wondering if your name might be on there, but it's not. Really,
Richard, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, we're talking in real time.
Yes, finally.
Oh, Aria gets a cookie. Somebody get a Girl Scout cookie for Aria. What I was doing, don't you love those things? Are you Thin Mints or Samoyas?
Samoas, but I love Thin Mints.
Thin Mint. Richard?
The peanut butter ones.
Oh, you like the Tagalongs?
That's not good with names.
Samoas for me. I don't care. I'm currently on a no sugar diet. If somebody laid out three Samoas sitting right here in front of me, I would eat them.
What are those? Are those the marshmallow
ones? No, they're
caramel and coconut.
Yeah, they're like a cookie with coconut, like brown coconut, and chocolate on the top. And God, they're so good. Anyway, what was the question, Richard? I've forgotten now.
Marianas, I'm so into that. I'm already kind of planning a winter vacation there to check that out.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool. And I've been a listener since about 2005.
Impressive.
And I've always enjoyed your opinion, which seems to be more vast than, like, being just digging in on, like, a pinprick in a map and just all that. And so I'm really glad that you're out, you're on the air. And I think possibly that this radio show could reach more people since you're going to be, you know, driving, you're driving for a while. And I think there's the possibility to reach more people and open more minds. And I think that's cool.
Well, thank you for that, Richard. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the call. So, I think that there's some different philosophies between Ian and I, and I think that probably this situation is going to open Ian's eyes to different things. And we're going to try some different stuff. We've already discussed that on air. So, yes, big things are coming for Free Talk Live, and I, too, am excited about that. I want to talk about the Marianas. If you're interested in moving to what I call the freest place in the United States, now,
which is somehow all the way on the other side of the planet.
It is, yeah. It's way over there. What I would do is I would download the Telegram app. If you don't already have it, and you should. download the Telegram app and search CNMI. That stands for Commonwealth Northern Mariana Islands. And the CNMI, I think it's the crypto
CNMI
network. What's that?
Just sound like you said CNN to me.
The CNMI Crypto Network is a great group where you can go and find people that are there. And all this project is the idea of encouraging the adoption of cryptocurrency and crypto-friendly legislation in the CNMI. This isn't, hey, if you want to go and cover yourself in peanut butter and run down the street screaming for liberty. No, no. You go ahead and move to Manchester, New Hampshire, right where you belong. And you go find your friends at the Quildren, and you hang out and have a grand old time. We do not want you in the Marianas if you're going to, you know, raise a ruckus and cause all kinds of problems. But I will say that it is very likely already the freest place in the United States. And it's got all the amenities that I wanted to have. I never experienced what they call island fever when I was there. And I think the reason for me, and everybody has their own reasons, island fever is basically a form of homesickness, is that it has everything I needed or everything that I would want to see. So, you know, like there's chain restaurants, and sometimes I want to go out to a chain restaurant. I admit it. For me, it's very important to be able to eat the kind of foods that I want. One of the things that I hate about Mexico is Mexican food. To me, I'd like to have Mexican food once a week. But there, they call Mexican food, in Mexico, food. And they serve tacos with every meal. And look, that's the way they eat. But I don't like it. It's not my. It's not for me. And so...
it's for me.
Yeah, great. I mean, you love it. If you love it, you love it. That's great. You should do that. But... I don't. And for me, I want to have the variety. And Saipan had all of the, Saipan is the major island of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and I really loved it there. Can't wait to get back. I am a resident. I gave up my residency in New Hampshire of like almost 14 years. I could have run for governor. I could have done whatever. And to me, I didn't see New Hampshire moving in the direction that I wanted to see it, and I didn't see New Hampshire seceding from the United States, thus under the thumb of the federal government, and frankly, that's why I say we got raided.
I have a question.
Yep.
I heard that you can't own a gun in Northern Marianas Islands or like something like that.
Well, they used to be quite anti-gun, but the Second Amendment Foundation took them to court a few times now, and they're... You know, yeah, they can't enforce that. It's just not so. You can get a gun and have a gun. Now, if you try to follow their rules as they want you to follow them, they'll run you around in circles all the time, but they will never charge you over having a gun.
Personally, guns just seem to cause more problems than help in my life. I'm not a gun libertarian, but it does seem important for people to be able to have them if they want them.
I think free men, free people, can own guns, but I don't think that guns create freedom. If they did, then New Hampshire, Arizona, Alaska, Vermont would be free places, and they're not.
Utah.
Yeah, wherever it is that gun ownership of constitutional carry is legal. Vermont recently went from constitutional carry. It used to be called Vermont carry, and no longer. It's now, Vermont has now gone more status. Well, sorry, guns didn't make them free. Because if you're not, yeah, I get it. People use guns to found this nation. They shot their government center of mass. But, you know, there's no revolution going on.
Yeah, now our government has nuclear weapons. So I really just am not somebody who's like, I need to have 40 guns and then I will be safe.
I don't tend to think that the guns will fix that. I do think that it's not a bad idea for a household to have a handgun, a rifle, and a shotgun. I wouldn't be against those things. But you got to decide for yourself. There's some people who aren't meant to carry either.
Me.
Well, people forget it. Like, if you take the gun off to go potty in a public bathroom and leave the gun in the bathroom, this has happened more than once, I can assure you. That's an indication that you're just too absent-minded to be carrying a deadly weapon around on your hip.
Yeah, I lose my glasses that I need to drive and, like, survive everywhere, so I don't think I should have a gun.
Yeah. And a gun's only useful if you can get it out before the other guy gets theirs out or whatever the weapon is. So for me, it's not that a priority. I'm not saying that guns are bad. It's just not a priority for me in my life. I do thank the gun owners out there, the vigilant possessors of guns, for preserving that right of a free people. But I don't think for me and my family that it's exactly the right thing. I'm not saying we don't have guns at my home. What I'm saying is that I'm not likely to pack, a left side carry, a right side carry, an ankle carry, and, you know, the whole thing, basically. But, you know, that's how it goes. Johnson, I believe you've got a story on SJWs and consent, and I'm really interested in this.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I bring it up because, I mean, the story is about sort of the totalitarian nature of SJWs, but I I've just been thinking about how so many on the left, but also the right, but particularly the weirdness of the understanding on the left of ideas of consent has just been interesting me lately as I've been talking to people and realizing how, like, far off the mark they are with their ideology. It's
leftists love consent until you point out that nothing that they want involves consent.
Yeah.
The number, 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
talk about whatever's on your mind. Speaking of things that are on people's mind, we, in fact, had a call here just a moment ago where they were talking about my favorite place in the world right now, which is the U.S. Marianas. And I contend that the U.S. Marianas are the freest place in America. Now, America isn't exactly the freest place in the world anymore. The land of the free and the home of the brave is now just, well, the home of statists, frankly.
Nobody's brave any more than they're free.
I think they're brave when they believe they have the justification of the government behind them. You know, when they, you know, they'll run off and do some really brave things in the name of the state. But as far as standing up for things like human freedom, yeah, that's gone.
Or principles at all. There are just no principles.
But one thing that often comes up when you talk about the U.S. Marianas is that although they don't have sales tax and they don't have property tax and they don't – and the income tax is basically like an 80% discount from the United States – You as a mainlander, as a non, what they call NMD, Northern Marianas Descent. You have to be a Northern Marianas Descent to own property. Well, they've got the same problems that everybody. We're talking about demographics on the show tonight and birth rates and these sorts of things. They've got some of the same problems as everybody. So what will happen is that NMDs will marry NMDs, and then they'll have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of those kids will leave the island for better work, whether it's through the military or go to Guam or whether it's to go to California or wherever. And then you have one kid left on the island who's, well, frankly, not the one who's the most employable. So they're having problems that fewer and fewer and fewer people can own property. Most of the people who can own property don't live in the Marianas now. And of the people that do live there, remember, they've got special visas. So people can come work in Marianas that can't come work anyplace else in the United States. And they get jobs, and then they have kids, and those kids are born on U.S. soil. What does that make them? U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So they're U.S. citizens so they can vote. Just like me, when I went, I vote in the U.S. Marianas, and I'm happy to do so. I can't vote for president, but it's all right. My vote for president's never mattered anyway.
Probably matters the least out of all of the votes.
It does matter the least out of all of the votes. Statistically, it's the least significant. I guess it would probably matter about the same as a vote for senator during a presidential election year, meaning that most people will continue to vote for things that they don't know anything about, like senators. And, I voted for a Democrat for president. I'll vote for a Democrat for senator, too. And that's how Georgia occurred. But what's going to happen here in the relatively near future is somebody's going to run a referendum and there's going to be a vote. Should U.S. citizens be able to own property in the U.S. Marianas, overturning the NMD law, and enough people are going to be U.S. citizens that can't own property that they're going to vote yes. I mean, if it was put up for a vote and the choice was, do you want to be able to own property or not be able to own property at some point in your life? Well, obviously people are going to vote yes. And they're trying very hard, the NMDs are trying very hard to not let that happen, but the political process is wide open. It can't be stopped. And I would say within the next 5 years, there's probably going to be a vote that does away with what was intended to be a temporary rule anyway.
Right. I wonder what that will do to the property values. So, for example,
they'll skyrocket.
Because I was looking at property recently just out of curiosity to see how much it would cost. Because it's very strange in the Philippines to – I don't understand this at all.
You were looking at property in the Philippines?
Yeah, just looking. Not because I actually want to move to the Philippines. Yeah, just looking. And rents over there are insanely low.
Yeah.
Very easy to rent property and like rent and stay in the Philippines, like a couple $100 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Buying property, however, like the condo that I have here would be like 3 to 4 to 5 times as much.
Really?
To buy. I don't understand how that could ever possibly work, and I don't understand why it is. It's just something that I saw that was a fact that apparently property prices to actually purchase property over there is astronomical, and I don't get it.
Yeah, this is true in a lot of places around the world, is that rent is low.
Yeah.
But property value is high. And this is just sort of the way that the rich
people... How do you pay
the,
your mortgage?
I don't know. Well, they don't look at it the same way, and they don't have the same kind of banking systems. In the United States, people will buy a property with the intention of working and paying the amount off. They don't really do that in foreign countries. And getting loans, sometimes the loan to value has to be 50%.
Right.
So you have to pay 50% of the price just to get a loan. Right. And that's if you're a citizen, a local, you got great financials and all that stuff. So, yeah, it isn't as easy as it could be. Let's go to the phones here. We've got David calling in here on Free Talk Live. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I listen to you guys every night. Thank you. You are doing a great job. I just want to say I am a veteran, a patriot, a Christian, a gun owner, and a Trump supporter and a conservative. And I realize the significance of the Second Amendment is just like the Cold War. We had Russia and we had America. Both sides had nuclear weapons. They're not friends, but they behave themselves because both sides were afraid to provoke the other one into war.
Mutually assured destruction, they called it.
Yeah, that's right. And they were afraid to start a war. And that's the significance of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I think one of the things one of the things that I would say in pro-Second Amendment, and I'm not against the Second Amendment by any stretch of the imagination, is that I lived in a town a few years ago that's here in rural New Hampshire where almost every house has a gun. And turns out burglaries were really low there, you know, because if you could get a little hole shot in you for walking into somebody's house, you probably won't do it. However, I would also say that when it comes to the threatening of people's freedoms, the government doesn't care anymore about whether you have guns or not. I mean, the government of Connecticut and New York were happy to pass clip magazine restrictions and these sorts of things. And, well, you know, what was anybody going to do about it? Time to turn in your AR-15s, everybody.
Also, the government has 10 million times more guns than you have anyway, so that's the main thing that makes... I am not against the Second Amendment. I just don't really think guns are, like, the biggest, most important thing to the libertarian. Well, I guess you, caller, are not a libertarian, but this is what a lot of libertarians tell me. Like, the most important issue to me is gun rights, and I'm just like, why?
A lot of times they'll be from California, where they don't have any gun rights at all, and you can understand why somebody who's just coming up for air at the pool is going to want to take a few deep breaths, you know? I get it, but having been here in New Hampshire, where people can carry guns all the time, I can't. I'm a convicted felon, and the rules here are actually more restrictive than they are in many states.
I don't know. I'm one of these crazy libertarians that believes that private ownership of tactical thermonuclear weapons, if you've got $30 million sitting around, you can buy one, and that's what you want to do with your money, go for it.
I'm against it. I'll tell you why.
Get a very big, beautiful nuke.
Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the migrant crisis at the southern border. Saying there's no one better to deal with the situation, the president announced that Harris will be handling diplomatic efforts with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
And police in Atlanta have arrested a man in a Publix grocery store who they say was carrying 5 guns and wearing body armor. Investigators say the 22-year-old man entered the store carrying a rifle and went into the store's bathroom. Another customer saw the man and alerted store management. Police say the man was arrested and taken to a local hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. He faces charges of reckless conduct. This is USA Radio News. A new poll shows increasing support from voters for a border wall. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
And this is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And Johnson, you've got an article about consent and millennials.
Yes, sort of.
Okay, tell me about it.
It's about SJWs. It's a really old piece. It's actually from prior to Trump being in office.
Really?
Even, yeah. So it's a couple of years
ago. Ran across it.
Well, yeah, because I was like looking for kind of stories related to him. Like, I want to talk about this. Let me find something. I can find something related. And I saw this and just liked it. And what's interesting.
That square peg through that round hole?
Yeah, pretty much. And what's interesting is actually I just kind of looked up. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. The author of this piece, Kathy Young. And I'm like, the name Kathy Young sounds familiar. And I realized now that she has since moved on and now writes for Reason Magazine. So.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to first, before you do it, thank Big Kahuna, who is a gold amplifier. And if you want to be an amplifier, best we can tell, the amplifier program, uncompromised. I know a lot of amplifiers have been concerned about that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp like the Big Kahuna did. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you. And Michael Hampton gives a thumbs up. And if Michael Hampton gives a thumbs up, it's probably true. So there you go. Uncompromised. Amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, so to get into this piece here, the totalitarian doctrine of social justice warriors. She goes on to write, much of SJW's passion goes into speech and culture policing directed at victimless crimes that violate their moral taboos.
Yes, these are microaggressions.
Yeah. The modern social justice movement, or the new political correctness, vaulted into the spotlight last year. This would be 2015 she's talking about. Student protests swept across campuses with demands often focused on purging thought crime, leading to heated debates on whether this movement is a dangerous pseudo-progressive authoritarianism or a long-overdue effort to achieve justice for all. A year-in-review piece in the Daily Dot in late December proclaimed 2015 the year of the social justice warrior. And it's just interesting.
It seems like it's going to be the decade from 2015 to 2025.
Yeah, it's really interesting to hear this type of piece being written in perspective of, you know, the entire Trump administration having passed, and this was written prior to it,
yeah,
just to have the perspective of time. So Daily Dot author, graduate student, political columnist Michael Rosa hailed this trend and urged liberals to embrace the term. Yet the accomplishments he invoked are, as the social justice crowd likes to say, problematic. Because Exhibit A, the legalization of same-sex marriage, actually had very little to do with the current social justice movement. It was the result of 2 decades of very different pragmatic activism that focused on a clear goal, the legal right to marry. And
right.
Stressed equality, not gay identity.
Right, right. So this was a lot of work by a lot of activists to get gay marriage to be legal. And then the SJWs walk in and make bakers bake cakes,
right,
for people. That now there's the same baker that got in trouble, by the way, over the, you know, one of the not baking gay cakes, is now getting in trouble over not baking a trans cake. And that should be interesting. How that ever goes, I don't know. I'm not here to say one way or the other.
Is that a cake that used to be a pie?
It's transitioning into a cake.
So,
chocolate and vanilla?
This
pink
is
and blue.
This is also surprising, actually, speaking of chocolate and vanilla, that this author brings up hashtag Black Lives Matter in 2015. Also a movement with a very specific focus. Police violence towards African-Americans has been arguably hurt, not helped, by PC dogma that suppresses discussion of thorny issues such as black-on-black crimes and attacks insensitive dissenting speech. Amherst protesters demanded disciplinary action against students who had put up All Lives Matter posters. This is interesting. How long ago this was.
Yeah, I really feel like there was a huge missed opportunity with the All Lives Matter thing. I mean, isn't that what we're all saying, is that all lives matter? But it really, there are people in the Black Lives Matter movement out there, and I'm not saying they're black, but some certainly are, that don't like people that are white. And, like, they're full-on racists, is what they are. And so if you don't want the term All Lives Matter, I immediately suspect that you may be, now, after, you know, being involved in this argument, I suspect you may be a racist. And what they say is in fact, that racism is can only be, you know, white people hating black people, but that's just
that's what I'll suspect that somebody is racist. If they start saying, well, racism has a systemic nature, you can't be racist if you're black, and then I will think that person's racist. As far as the All Lives Matter situation, no, I think that's perfectly valid to say, you know, you're saying, you know, like if I say I like chocolate ice cream and you come up to me and you say all ice cream matters, then I think you're a lunatic.
Yeah,
because, you know, the issue at hand is that black people are being harmed. So, you know,
I think that's the only issue. People don't like it as an answer to Black Lives Matter. They're like, obviously, all lives matter. Nobody.
That's why we're saying Black Lives Matter. Right.
Yeah, but if you come up and you use that as an you know,
I think
it's an excuse. You're minimizing someone else's.
The reaction to All Lives Matter is what caused, All Lives Matter to be significant.
Right. It's true.
And that, you know, don't give your enemy that kind of significance.
And also, it would have been extremely, so much more effective if the Black Lives people had just adopted All Lives Matter.
That's what I'm saying.
Expression.
If they had just said, yeah, you're right. And just let it, you know, like, it doesn't minimize us. If we're the ones who are saying all lives matter,
yep,
then it becomes a bigger message.
Right. And then they're welcoming in everybody who believes that all lives, in fact, matter. Because one of the problems with the BLM movement is some people don't care about other people.
And those people are divisive.
Yeah, they're a problem. Yeah. And that's why it should have been hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag All Lives Matter, together.
Yes.
And rather than trying to separate these people, somehow All Lives Matter makes you a racist and, you know, being white is not okay or whatever.
The biggest missed opportunity of the Black Lives Matter part of 2020 was mixing it with just the anti-cop message, because when I first went to a BLM protest in San Antonio, I heard of it as an anti-police violence protest and a George Floyd vigil. I was like, oh, I'm all over that. I was doing Uber Eats orders all day and leaving messages to people about the protest, like my customers and stuff like that. And then I went to it, and it was just completely a Black Lives Matter thing. It was pigeonholing all the other cop, it was making all the other cop
accountability.
Yeah, it was getting rid of that. And I went there, and I just thought that it was going to be a lot of people against what the cops did, but it was just... It's not that it was bad.
It's a BLM fundraiser.
Yep.
My thought on it is, I think the way that these issues are presented is a little backwards. I think that most people understand that Black Lives Matter. You bring that up as an issue, while there may be a minority of people who are very effective, and there is definitely institutionalized problems with race, right? There are racial issues, obviously, that are still happening. There's, innate prejudice in a lot of people. I think that most people, by and far away, are not racists and are not even unintentionally racist, despite what a lot of people want to tell you and say, all white people are racist and inherently the bias of the system and everyone's benefiting from it and they don't care. I don't think that that's really true. I think that's mostly nonsense. And I think most people understand that. Unfortunately, I don't think enough people understand that all cops are bastards. And that, I think, is a much more important movement that more people do need to understand, that, in fact, these police have this thin blue line that, is from this Serpico movie from ages past, where essentially police are not meant to cross the thin blue line and tattletale on one another. They protect each other from justice. That thin blue line is the line between you and justice.
Interestingly, this was the same thing that convicts did. That they never wanted to tattletale on each other either. And, I mean, why would you want to be part of that group? Yeah, whatever. Your thoughts, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live final segment. Might be able to get you. There's another. There's a lineup. The number 603-283-6160. Just put it in your phone so that you've got it. Replace the old 800 number that we had with the new number 603-283-6160, and that'll solve the problems. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
And Johnson, final segment here. I want to sort of wrap up this SJW thing that you were, that you brought in. I think it's fascinating stuff. I mean, in some ways, I think to myself, all of this social justice warrior PC nonsense is crap.
Yeah, I'm going to put down the article because I can just discuss. You know,
on the other hand, I feel like I have crossed the line of 50 years old at this point, and I may just be a codger. You know, I may be an old coot. Get off my lawn! And I don't, like, obviously, I don't want anybody to feel bad for being who they are. Sure. But, like, in many ways, I kind of look around and I say, you know, whatever this is, the discrimination that you're dealing with, whomever you might be, whether it's, you know, whether it's because of the color of your skin or the sexual orientation you have or, yeah, you know, the gender latency that's hiding within you, whatever the story is.
I'm partially Gen X, and I grew up with, you know, people who were very, very frequently, very loudly proclaimed that, hey, you don't have a right to not be offended. And now that has flipped on its head. Where it's everyone believes you absolutely have a right to not be offended. That's where culture has gone.
Right. So
and it's
right. I mean,
wrong.
You know, if something offends you, you have the right to say something about it, as long as it's not on my property. I mean, right. Shoo, get out of here if you don't like what's going on here. But
I mean, I've always thought, for example, even in radio, for example, radio and television, that we have this, you know, we've got the Federal Communications Commission that is deciding what goes out on the airwaves, and we've got these organizations that are deciding. What do you mean, not much on anymore? Radio has gone an absolutely the wrong direction. We were talking about it earlier. There's no more hot talk radio. Why do you think that is?
I think the reason
is... not because of the market deciding.
Well, kind of it is. Let me tell you why I think it is. First off, you can't talk about Hot Talk without talking about Janet Jackson's boob.
Sure.
There was a situation that Hot Talk was getting... Hot Talk was this sort of guy talk. You know, there's going to be sex and, maybe walking along...
Not necessarily guy talk. I mean, there was Love Line. There was,
I bet you that Love Line and the Love Doctors demographic skewed male.
Maybe.
That's just a guess.
Talk radio skews male. I mean, of course, every single radio demographic you mention is going to skew male.
Not country. not soft rock. There's a few of them that don't. Anyway, where were the ladies back then? I don't know. Now things have changed. And that's really my point what's your favorite radio station, Bonnie?
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have a favorite radio station? You don't like 98 Rock? What about 105.9
Rock at the Florida State?
If you're asking me in San Antonio, I can answer. It's 99.5, and it's just like 90s rock mostly. But
you don't have call letters for it?
Kiss FM.
Okay, that'll pass. If she wrote down that, what was it? 99.7 Kiss FM.
99.5 Kiss FM.
99.5 Kiss FM. If she wrote down 99.5 Kiss FM on a Arbitron diary, that would count. But the vast majority of people in her age group simply don't have a radio station.
Right.
They go and they get their music from the internet. They're getting their talk from the internet, and the radio has just skewed older.
Sometimes I just like a good surprise. Like, I mostly only listen to my phone's radio, music, but then sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to choose a song. I want it to choose for me, and I'm really, I'm a connoisseur of pop. I can't just listen to the pop radio. It's going to most likely annoy me.
And recently for me, now, I work in radio. I'm a longtime radio listener. I have stopped listening to the radio because I had two choices for talk in Keene, New Hampshire. And those choices were NPR and the local...
WKBK?
WKBK, which does, sort of Republican talk like they all do, right? And the Republican talk was just kind of wearing me out. I didn't like it. I was getting too many ads and all that stuff. And
it's got to be changing now.
Well, I don't know because I haven't listened.
Yeah.
And then
more of the ditto heads
NPR,
talking about all the things.
Then NPR went total SJW, and all they want to talk about is people's color.
Oh, and God. How people NPR are, is so unlistenable now.
It also sounds
way more amateurish. It's so like the production has just gone down. I mean, there's like a couple shows. There's the money guys, the Freakonomics guys, I think, have an NPR show. That show's okay to listen
but I'm not,
to.
But I don't appointment listen to NPR. Yeah. I just turn it on and I want to listen. Same. And every time I turn it on, I'm getting lambasted for being white. Or somebody saying I'm white. I'm not white, but whatever. They'll decide that's what I am. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. So click. I've stopped my money going to them. I'm sure they don't know why.
Right.
They have no idea.
I have no idea why the white patriarchy doesn't want to give us the money anymore.
And, I don't know. I'm sick of it.
I think as far as people acting like you are racist if you're white, the part about that annoys me is just like, I'm just so not a part of this system. I didn't create the United States, and if I had any say in it, then there would be no United States. And without the system, there really isn't systematic racism.
And these people are participating in enabling and strengthening this system.
Oh, yeah, that's what they want. They want the reins of power so they can take it out on people who did nothing to them.
And
that's
it goes back
a racist.
Full circle to what I'm talking about how confused especially the left is with the ideas of consent. If they had an understanding of consent, they wouldn't be supporting the system. They wouldn't be participating in these things because they would understand, hey, actually consenting to governance, the consent of the governed, right, is, first of all, that's an oxymoron.
Sure.
Second of all, it just you would be looking for a system that had the maximal amount of consent.
Right. You would have a system that the most people would consent to, and they don't want that. They want the system that they consider to be perfect.
Right.
And everybody has their own version of what perfect and fair is.
How many things that government does currently could be done voluntarily? They don't even want to think about that.
No, they don't want to think about that.
I think most people
consent?
I think most people are not even just like being like, I refuse to think about that. They just don't think of it as a possibility and never enters their mind. Because before I was a libertarian, honestly, if somebody was like, without the government, how would we have police? I'd be like, what are we even saying? Like, we would have to have the government. We need police. We need to protect ourselves.
Well, I think humans need government. I just don't think that that government necessarily has to be top-down, hierarchical, and a monopoly.
Yeah, well,
let's go to David. He's calling from New Mexico, and he's trying to get on the air here. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, he did a couple things. Radio must die. But you're talking about government. I just spent an hour or more yesterday chewing out the director in charge of the dispatch services for all law enforcement in the state of New Mexico over how dumb and worthless and negligent and so on that their dispatchers are. And anyway, that was fun. Still waiting. She's going to review my calls to the dispatcher from the previous couple days where I was
trying to
bust a car thief. Huh?
What'd you call the cops for? Car thief?
Yeah, there was spotted car thief stealing my neighbor's vehicle from his unattended property and sent the cops on him, you know, because I could have done it faster and better myself, but unfortunately there's liability involved. And
right,
so,
if you run over there with a gun and start popping caps in people, then you know, you're now responsible. Whether it's the cops come over and do it, they're not responsible at all.
That's right. So I played it safe and let them do it, but you got to sit there and watch the thieves steal for a half hour until the cops show up, and then usually they're not in time, but this time they happened to get there while the dude was still there, so they talked to him, but they had to let him go because they couldn't locate the owner of the property, so they didn't have a victim, so the car thief got away with his attempted car thievery.
Wow.
Like
he's scratching at a car and trying to get through the window or whatever,
they had already ripped the catalytic converter out of it, and they had hooked onto it with a pickup truck and dragged it backwards out of the garage, and were trying to load it on a tow dolly when the cops showed up.
Wow.
And the cops just moved out of the way and let them drive away. I'm confused.
Not in the car, no. They didn't get the car.
They detained him for like an hour while they did their investigation, but they had to let him go because they couldn't locate. This was legit. They couldn't locate the owner of the property, so they didn't technically have a victim, so they couldn't further detain.
This is why the owner of the property should have left his telephone number with you, so you could give him the call, so that he could prosecute these people. This is why you should know your neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. David, thank you for the call. Yeah, check us out. You know, I'd tell you to go to freetalklive.com, but frankly, that the website's still having some issues. I mean, you can go there, but it's not as up to date. It's about a week off being up to date. So, watch us on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.